not, okay? Because it used to be a war out here. And you guys have changed a lot of that by voting and by getting out there and supporting organizations like MassCan. We've come a long way. I mean, here we are, not getting dragged out of the park, not getting arrested, and not getting tickets. And the important thing is that people understand, I don't want to preach to the converted. You guys all know why marijuana should be legal, and you're going to do whatever you can to make sure that happens. The people I want to preach to are the people that just happen to be walking through here, the peace officers that are helping keep the peace over here in the back. We are not your enemy. We're a part of society. We are every one of you. We are doctors, we are lawyers, and we're cannabis users. And the basic facts are that cannabis is safer than alcohol, safer than tobacco, safer than caffeine, safer than sugar. And we're not your enemy. We're not a drain upon society. We're taxpayers. We're actually one of the few constituencies that wants to be taxed. We prefer taxing, right? So what I'm here to say is that we've come a long way and we've gained a lot of freedoms, but we're not truly free until all of us are free. And there's a lot of people that are still locked up for nonviolent marijuana offenses, people whose names we know, like Eddie Lepp, and people whose names we don't know, countless people who are still locked up. There are countless veterans who have fought for us in wars who are not allowed to use marijuana for their PTSD, for their brain injuries, and for all kinds of different things that they suffer from. These are people who fought for us for our freedoms, and they are not free back home. We need to change that. And so I urge you to sign the petitions for Bay State repeal. I urge you to vote. I urge you to tell not just the people who are your friends who you smoke with, but your parents and your teachers and other people about cannabis and the healing benefits of it and all of the great things that are going to come out of legalization. In Colorado recently, they collected more taxes for marijuana sales than alcohol sales. Think about that. That's $70 million into the coffers of the state that's there to help out, to build schools, to build infrastructure, to help rebuild some of the things that are starting to fall apart. And that's important, and other states are going to take notice, including Massachusetts. So in 2016, you guys have the opportunity to absolutely legalize recreational use of marijuana. You have medical, you have decrim, as we can see, but that's the final step there. We're going to legalize recreational marijuana for anyone who wants to smoke it, and then beyond that, release the nonviolent offenders that have been locked up for marijuana crimes that do not belong in prison at all. Because like I said, none of us are truly free until all of us are free. And it's a shame that there's veterans that can't get marijuana use that are denied transplants because they're testing positive for marijuana. It's a shame on our country, and we need to change that. And we need to live up to our ideals and constitutional ideals that were fought for right here where we stand. We are on sacred, hallowed ground. A revolution started right here. Blood was spilt on this ground for your freedom. So if somebody tells you, oh, voting's not important, all the parties are the same, all they want to do is screw us over, that might partly be true, but it's not really true. And what you need to do is get out there and vote for the people who are making the change, whether that be Bernie. You can consider that a part endorsement, but basically, get out there and vote. Don't let anyone tell you it doesn't make a difference. It makes a huge difference, particularly locally. And if you don't have anyone you can vote for, then run for office yourself. You can do it. We can take the reins of our democracy and guide it to where we want it to go. We are the people for whom this blood was spilt. And that's an important thing for you guys to remember. So please support Bay State repeal. Support MassCan in every way you can. Support all these companies that are out here. Social High, High Times Magazine. We've been here 42 years trying to educate people about marijuana, and we finally have the momentum. The wind is at our backs, and we're very excited about that. So I don't want to belabor the point. Just keep educating, keep voting, keep calling your politicians, sending them letters. They need your vote, and if you threaten them with a vote against them and that you'll work against them, they will have to listen to you, and some of them will. And the ones that don't, you vote them out. All right? So let's hear it. In 2016, you guys are going to legalize
marijuana use for recreational use here in Massachusetts. You're going to become the fifth state in America to do it, and yet another one of the dominoes that will fall, and this whole house of cards that is marijuana prohibition will go away, and we can live in peace and celebrate this wonderful plant for everything that it's given us and everything it will continue to do for all of us. So without further ado, I'm going to let the next speaker come on, but check us out at hightimes.com. We have two events coming up. Cannabiscup.com has the information on the Jamaican Cannabis Cup in Negril in November. That's the 12th through the 15th of November. And we have an event in October, Halloween, in Central California. So come out to a Cannabis Cup, come experience it with us, enjoy it, celebrate it, and fight for it. Thank you very much.